just come to rest when you speak that name. All the turmoils and the strife, things that are going on around you. Just breathe that holy name in prayer. It heals the sick. It scatters demons. It makes darkness fly away. And brings that eternal peace into the soul. How we love him. How we love that name. Would you bow with me, please, Heavenly Father? We come in the precious name that we love above all names. The names of our Lord Jesus. We are here because of him. We worship you because of him. We are spiritually alive because of him. We gather in that precious name now under his blood, the only blood that you could accept, Father, even for our redemption, for the light of this hour, for the opening of your word to us. No one was worthy. No one could be worthy.
Nadie podía ser digno.
But now we who are unworthy,
pero ahora, aquellos que no somos dignos,
because of him,
por causa de él,
are worthy.
Somos dignos.
And we who are not righteous,
nosotros que no somos justicia,
nor could be righteous,
no podíamos ser
are
justicia.
Now the righteousness of him.
Ahora somos la justicia de él.
So Lord, we pray,
oramos, entonces,
be magnified,
Señor,
be glorified,
glorificamos,
be exalted,
y exaltamos,
be lifted up. In every one of our hearts. Father, we ask it as we commit the service now into your hands in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Thanks. May be seated. All right. Nate, are you going to see? We're going to try something. Put some notes like we used to use on the whiteboard, but it's now a blackboard. Okay. Oh, that's it. How do I get rid of the stuff on the right?
I think maybe this here. Nope. I don't know. Does anybody know how to use an iPad? Right there.
Oh, bless you. Need all the help we can get.
Amen.
All right. I have some things that have been obviously stirring in me. We're trying to understand Hebrews chapter 4. And we are trying, asking the Lord for his mind, his revelation, through what's been given to us. Because I'll be very honest with you.
Voy a ser muy honesto con usted.
When it comes to all of these things in the Scripture and our walk with him,
en la Escritura y en nuestro amor con él,
it doesn't make any difference what I think or what you think or anybody thinks. But we're desperately serious to know what the Lord thinks.
Sinceramente, y seriamente,
so taking scriptures
tomando la escritura,
and seeing what we can unfold here,
y mirar qué podemos abrir,
I'm going to use for a text.
Para usar como texto.
Let's go to the book of Hebrews, since we're going to be there.
De Hebreos.
And we'll go to chapter 9.
Hebreos 9.
Okay, would you stand with me, please? Now, we've been here so many times, but this is, there's so much wealth, so much richness here.
Tanta riqueza aquí.
It starts out talking about the old tabernacle, the old temple,
del viejo tabernáculo,
and what it typed
y qué tiene.
With the Holy of Holies.
Con el lugar santísimo.
Okay. And we know,
y sabemos,
let's read verse 8 and 9 first.
Vamos a leer el versículo 8
talking
y 9
about
primero.
The high priest going into the Holy of Holies, into the presence of God.
Entrando al lugar santísimo.
What that typed,
que eso tipifica.
And here's what it typed.
Aquí está lo que tipifica.
The Holy Ghost thus signifying that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was yet standing.
Dando el Espíritu Santo a entender con esto que aún no se había manifestado el camino al lugar santísimo.
Now that's into the presence of the Almighty God.
Ahora eso es yendo hacia la presencia de
except for the high priest and that once a year.
Por el sumo sacerdote una vez al año.
But this is what it was typing.
Pero eso es lo que estaba
all of us,
todo esto.
There's no way we could come into the presence of the Almighty.
No hay manera que pudiéramos venir a la presencia del Todopoderoso.
In verse 9,
en el versículo 9,
why,
porque,
the, which was a figure for the time then present in which were both offered both gifts and sacrifices that could not, read it out loud with me, that could not make him that did the service perfect as pertaining to the conscience.
Lo cual es símbolo para el tiempo presente, según el cual se presentan obras y sacrificios que no pueden hacer perfecto en cuanto a la conciencia al que practica ese culto.
Now, so much of the message,
tanto del mensaje,
and so much even in my ministry,
aún en mi ministerio,
what can change that I can make me come into the presence of God?
¿Qué puede hacer para venir, yo venir a la presencia de
Dios? So I can't go in my human conscience.
No puedo ir en mi conciencia.
And that's
humana.
Why Brother Branham spent so much time on body, soul, and spirit like he did.
Tiempo en cuerpo, alma, y espíritu.
And again, going back to the message,
yendo de regreso al mensaje,
I know that not.
Y no lo sabe.
That's why he's had to be moved to the first man, because it wasn't, the first man is not his conscience, it's God's.
Porque el primer hombre no es su conciencia.
And what can make that happen?
¿Qué puede hacer que eso acontezca?
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Nada más que la sangre de Jesús.
So we go down
so bajamos
to 13,
al 13.
Okay, and 14.
Y 14.
For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh.
Porque si la sangre de los toros y de los machos cabrios y las cenizas de la becerra rociadas a los inmundos santifican para purificación de la carne.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
It only can sanctify so much.
Pero solamente puede santificar.
In other words, all of that couldn't touch the conscience, could it?
Aún eso no podía tocar la conciencia.
Okay. Only sanctifying to the purifying
para la purificación
of the flesh.
De la carne.
Verse 14.
Versículo 14.
How much more,
¿cuánto más,
shall the blood of Christ,
la sangre de Cristo,
who through the eternal Spirit,
el cual mediante el Espíritu eterno,
offered himself without spot
se ofreció
to
sin
God,
mismo, sin mancha a Dios,
purge your what?
¿Lo limpió de qué?
From
de
what?
De estas conciencias de qué?
Now, what does he call, what do you think he's mentioning, dead works?
¿Por qué me cree usted que está mencionando obras muertas?
Dead works using your own conscience.
Obras muertas,
okay,
usando su propia conciencia.
Because that can't come into the presence, and that has to be purged.
Venir a la presencia,
purge
tiene
your
que ser
conscience
purgado, limpiado, su conciencia,
from dead works
de obras muertas,
to serve the living God.
Para que sirváis a
and
Dios
I believe
vivo.
There's our answer to Hebrews 4.
Ahí está su respuesta a Hebreos 4.
So we may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
So I'm going to try, let's see if I can,
a ver si puedo,
right where you can read.
Exactamente usted.
And I'm going to write here the true.
Describir.
Can you read it?
¿Pueden leerlo?
Ah, you can.
Yeah, si puede.
Shazam!
Shazam.
True Sabbath rest.
El verdadero descanso del sábado.
Now you just got to learn to read my writing.
Ahora nada más tienen que aprender a leer mi escritura.
Okay. True Sabbath rest. What in the world is it?
¿Qué es eso?
Combination.
Es una combinación
of scriptures.
De escrituras.
Okay. Placed.
Colocadas.
And quickened.
Y vivificadas.
Okay, in the true believer.
En el creyente verdadero.
Okay, I wanted to write these down because there are scriptures here and where we're going to.
Son escrituras y a dónde vamos.
So we started out, and I think so much
que pienso tanto.
The focus
el enfoque,
all down through the ages
a través de las edades,
until, of course, the Spirit of the Lord corrects us in this day
el Espíritu de Dios nos corrige en este día,
is on a day.
En un día,
and physical work.
Y obras físicas,
and if you are a law-abiding person,
y si usted es por ley, una persona,
okay, you're always working eso. Of what can I do, what can I
todo
not do.
Obrando, ¿qué okay. Puedo hacer, qué puedo hacer?
If I do something too much.
Si hago algo demasiado,
but
pero
we're going to look at those scriptures beginning at the very beginning
comenzando en el principio,
and see another view. And let's just see if the Lord will help us there. So let's go to Genesis.
Vamos a Genesis
chapter 2.
Capítulo dos.
Okay.
Está bien.
One, two, three, actually. Okay. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished.
Fueron pues acabados los cielos y la tierra.
And all the host of them.
Y todo el ejército de ellos.
And on the seventh day God ended his work which he made.
Y acabó Dios en el séptimo día la obra que hizo.
Okay. And he rested on the seventh day from all of his work.
Y reposó del séptimo día de toda la obra que hizo.
Which he made.
Que él hizo.
And God blessed the seventh day.
Y bendijo Dios al día séptimo.
Is that a reflection? Are we in the seventh day?
Es una reflexión de que estamos en el
Are we in
día?
The seventh day? Seventh
estamos
age.
En el séptimo día?
Okay, how about the seventh seal, seventh day,
que del
seventh
siete
time?
Día de los siete sellos,
God blessed the seventh day and he sanctified
Dios
it.
Séptimo, séptimo y lo santificó.
What's the next word?
¿Cuál es la siguiente en la palabra?
Why did he do it?
Porque lo hizo.
Because.
Porque
circle that word.
Círculo está esa palabra.
There's the reason for the day of rest. There's
ahí
the reason for the stopping.
Día de descanso. Está una razón
There's
para
a reason
parar.
He wanted to people to focus because
que la gente se enfocara porque
when he spoke something,
él habló algo,
it's brought
trajo
to a revelation in this day
una verdadera
through his prophet.
Este día a su profeta.
When it's done,
cuando está acabado.
I mean, when it's spoken, it's good as done.
Cuando es hablado, es bueno.
Did the prophet
acabado.
Not preach that all the time?
No dijo
categorically
el profeta,
speaking.
Todo el tiempo.
Okay.
Está bien.
And God blessed the seventh day
y bendijo el séptimo.
And sanctified it. Because that in it he rested from all of his work which God created and made. So what is the reason for the Sabbath? He's done. He's done with his work. Now that's important for us.
Ahora, eso es importante para nosotros.
Because there's okay. things that come up.
Hay cosas que salen.
And there are things even to us today.
Aún para nosotros hoy.
And, you know, let's go fast forward.
Vamos a adelantarnos.
He's still working in me, right?
Él todavía trabaja en
okay.
mí, ¿correcto?
And yet, Brother Branham said, he saw Branham. The end from the beginning.
Cantó, él miró
he saw you as a son before you were even a sinner. Is that true? He saw you glorified. So let's go to Romans chapter 8 and just take a look at this.
Romanos 8 y mirar esto.
Romans 8.
Romanos 8.
So common.
Tan común.
Okay. It's even big enough to read, isn't it? Okay, Romans 8,
8
28.
30.
And we know that all things work together for good. Favorite verse of everybody. Unfortunately, they don't read it all the way through. To them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. Come on, you guys, what's his purpose? Sons. He tells you right there in the next verse. His purpose is sons. If you're called for that purpose, you are the one he's called to become into his image, the image of his son. You are the one he's going to, he spoke a word. Now, come on, let's go back. Let's put a whole bunch of quotes together. Are you or are you not spoken words of God? Isabel, I'm going to pick on the kids again. What does that mean? Lilia, she has the answer right there, I can tell. What does it mean that you are a spoken word of God? Okay, Laura, she's going to say. And, okay, when did he see you in his mind? 3 years ago? Before the what?
Antes de qué?
Now think of that. Isn't that mind-boggling?
No, eso le
and even in the message Melchizedek, even your shape, your form, the color of your hair, everything was all there. But now, why weren't you born in 1200? 1400. Marianne, why weren't you born in 1600? He wanted you here now. You are predestinated to this day, to this time, for this word to be fulfilled in you. Isn't that incredible? So you are spoken, you are manifested spoken words of God. Is that true? Is that what he taught us? Okay. So here we are in this word, and now we are called according to the purpose of his working in us to bring us to his own word fulfilled. Now you take it in your mind as you got to do. It's maybe my word fulfilled. No, he's fulfilling his own word. Russ, what do you have to do with that? What do you have to do with him fulfilling his word? But what if he just said, Russ, I'm just going to use you to do it?
Te voy a usar para hacerlo,
so ¿verdad? Where are you in all of this?
Estás en todo esto?
What can you do but say,
¿qué puede ser más decir,
thank you?
Gracias.
What else can you but say, ¿puedo, Janelle, ¿puedo amen? Decir, right?
Amen. Correcto.
So here we are. Okay, so, let's go on.
Vamos a continuar.
Okay, according to his purpose for verse 29, what, here's his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate.
Porque los que antes conoció, también los predestinó.
Did he predestinate you?
¿Lo predestinó usted?
Oh, no. What did he predestinate you to become?
¿Qué te predestinó
what does that verse say? Read it out loud.
Léelo.
Now, Ana, tell me what's going to stop that if it's predestinated.
Dime que te va a parar esto, Ana.
Say it out loud.
Si eres predestinado, dilo fuerte.
Stand up and shout it.
Párate y grítalo.
Now, what? What can stop it?
Nada,
if he spoce it, and if we truly believe his word is, what can stop a predestinated word spoken? Will it happen or will it not? Now, Brother Branham says, when he spoke in the beginning, he said, let there be light. Did it happen immediately? Was he upset that it wasn't didn't happen immediately? Did it happen the next day? The next decade? The next year? The next millennium? He says it might have taken what? Millions and billions of years, but it happened just the same because it had to. So what about you? I don't see it today. He's not working on me. That goes right back to the children of Israel in Exodus. It's hot, he must not be working. I'm hungry, he must not be working.
right?
Tal vez esté trabajando.
Dead works. Conscience.
Obras muertas, conciencia.
I can't go into his presence with that
no
conscience.
Puedo ir a su presencia de él con ese,
Let me ask you a question.
Déjame hacerle una pregunta.
Pete Snow. Did Pedro, the children of Israel go into his presence with that kind of conscience?
Los hijos de Israel entraron a su
they couldn't.
Con ese tipo de
That's
conscience.
What Hebrews 4 is about.
No pudieron. Eso es de
right? Are you with me?
¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me
so what does the next verse say?
¿Cuál es el siguiente versículo?
The, oh, we got to read for it. We got to finish verse 29. Anna, would you finish verse 29? Read the whole thing.
Lee toda la cosa. Porque los que antes conoció, también los predestinó, que fueran hechos conforme a la imagen de su hijo.
Now, when Brother Branham preaches Melchizedek, and he says the difference between you and him as a son, it's very scriptural then, because he's the firstborn of all of us. So in a very certain way, Jesus is our Lord, but he's also my
older brother.
But we came a different way, but we're still sons as he was sons. But he used that son to redeem us, sons. But we're all going to be together. But he'll have his place always in glory. Because Micah took care of Noah. Right?
Correcto.
Yeah. He watched over him, make sure he didn't get hurt. Jesus redeemed us. Our elder brother. Very, very real, but very, very true. Right or wrong? All right. Now. Moreover, verse
30,
whom he did predestinate.
Y a los que predestinó.
Okay, when did he predestinate your charity?
Cuando te predestinó, Charity.
Before the foundation of the world.
Antes de la fundación del
mundo. Okay, he predestinated, therefore he did what, Karen?
¿Y qué hizo entonces,
them he also.
Entonces, también, ¿qué?
When did he call you?
¿Cuándo te llamó?
Back then.
En ese tiempo.
Even though you didn't know it. So all Aún this happened.
Sabías, todo está
so
pasando.
There was a, what I'm trying to get you to say,
lo que usted trata que ustedes digan,
when a word is spoken, it's as good as what, did the prophet
palabra,
say?
Hablada, es tan buena como,
so here no, is proof
so aquí hay prueba,
of how scriptural
de qué tan escritural
that is.
Eso es.
Okay, moreover, sabía. Whom he did predestinate, he called, and whom he called, he did what?
Pete,
he justified. What does that mean? Brother Branham makes a difference between forgiven and justified. And the bride is not only forgiven, she is justified, which means, what does it mean, Anna? Do you believe that? Wow. That's pretty big.
Eso es muy grande.
When did he tell you you never did it in the first place?
Cuando le dijo usted que
Josh?
Nunca lo hizo. Josh?
When he spoke you and when he saw you before the world began.
Cuando te habló y cuando te miró antes de que el mundo comenzara.
So you're in a process
Pero
now
en un proceso ahora
of him fulfilling his word.
Su palabra.
And your physical is not redeemed because so your physical
no
can't see it.
Porque tu físico no lo puede mirar.
Your physical relates to physical.
Lo físico se relaciona con
right?
Físico, correcto?
So your physical can't
no.
see it.
La cosa física
and you get frustrated
no
because you want your physical
frustra.
To see eternal
usted
things.
Quiere que su físico mire que
physical
su
world, eyes see physical things.
Mira y está con cosas
physical
físicas.
Bodies touch physical things.
El cuerpo físico
we
tocan cosas
get
físicas.
So frustrated because
Nos
we cannot estamos. Connect from
Porque
our physical
no
to the eternal, to the spiritual. But he says, you
Pero
got
dice,
something that can.
Tú tienes algo que puede.
And what is it that can?
Que eso es lo que puede.
The soul.
El alma.
What else?
¿Qué más?
Derek?
Derek,
there is nothing else.
No hay nada más.
It's the soul.
Es el alma.
Okay.
Está bien.
Come on.
Piense.
Kingdom eyes, kingdom hearts.
Corazones de reino.
David
de
and reino. Goliath.
David y Goliath.
Why did all the rest of Israel shake
Israel
at the presence of Goliath because of what they saw?
Lo que ellos miraron,
what did David say?
Que David dijo,
He's an uncircumcised unbeliever. I'm in the economy of God. He's not. He made a soul relation and based what he did on that soul relation. Are you with me? Is that making sense? So quit getting frustrated when you can't see the spiritual things with physical things. Relate to the spiritual realm with the physical, and we get so frustrated because we can't. Go back to 30. Moreover, whom he predestinated, them he called, and whom he called, he. So when did he justify you, Natalie? When did he justify you? So Brother Branham makes what the world would call rash statements. You always was saved. Is that what he says? You always were. Right? And we say, oh Lord, oh have mercy on me. Oh Lord, save me. And it's the flesh trying to relate to the spiritual, and he's trying to get us to a place where the soul is relation in its proper place to relate to eternal things. Are you with me on these? Are you reading those? You can read your monitors from everywhere. Okay. Now, we're not done. Okay, them he also justified, and whom he justified, he also what? He also what? Jamie, you're glorified in the presence of God. Does that make you feel good? Huh? Christian, does that make you feel good? Hey, Zoe? We need that. What we need is faith to grasp it and believe it. Because we're looking at spiritual things through physical eyes and wondering what's wrong because the physical can't see those things and we get all upset. Oh, Lord, you got to do this. Hey, have you ever gone to God and say, hey, Nate, have you ever gone to him and say, hey, you got to fulfill your word? What do you think he would say back to you, Lenore?
¿Qué piensa usted que te dirá para atrás, Laura? Estoy esperando por ti.
That's what I do.
Eso es lo que hago.
That's what I am.
Eso es lo que soy.
I speak.
Yo hablo.
And it becomes.
Y llega a ser.
And I predestinated it.
Y lo predestiné.
So nothing can stop it.
So nada puede pararlo.
Do you see?
Mira usted.
We're entering into that place where Brother Branham was that I'm always referring back to spoken word in the original seed. Why I believe the word like I do. Now he's bringing this to me and he's bringing this to you. And now we're bringing this to this place, okay? Are you with me? So we're going, quit thinking of physical things when we're talking about rest. Quit thinking about physical days. Quit thinking about physical action. Okay, because the reason he did it in the first place is because of that. His rest celebrated, I'm done. I'm done. I can rest now. There you go. And then, in Hebrews, he's telling you, he did this. Now you have to come to that place. And if you don't, you're not a real believer. Because real believers come into that rest. That's what he said. We'll get into those verses. We must cease from our own works. Okay, let's go to the next one. Turn your Bibles to this one. Exodus 33, 14. Now we're going beyond a physical rest into things. Hey, we already know about this one, okay? Very common scripture in Exodus 33. It's Moses in the presence of the Lord say, hey, I can't do this. And the Lord says, I know it. Well, I'm calling you to do it. Well, I can't do it. And the Lord says, I never asked you to do it without me. Now, here's the key. Okay? Something happens when you come in to the place where he wants you to be, and you can say, like Paul said, it's not me, but Christ in me. Okay? Then you are working, but you're not working, you're resting. Because it's him in you doing the work is you in that place of rest. Because it's a rest to the soul. So it's starting to make any sense to you. So Exodus 33:14 goes beyond. So, oh, yeah, thank you. It's a little warm. You too, huh? Thank you. Okay, Exodus 33:14. Ron, read it for us, would you?
Yeah, no, por nosotros, Ron.
And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee.
So his presence.
Presencia irá contigo y te daré descanso. Sus presencia.
No, there. Presence is rest.
Presencia es descanso.
What did we spend the whole thing of Hebrews chapter 3?
Cuando pasamos Hebreos 3.
Okay, and
pasamos,
okay,
¿está bien?
Whose house you are,
la casa que usted
whose
es,
house you are the one he is building,
la casa que usted
if you keep the confidence and the rejoicing
y usted mantiene su confianza y su gozo en,
of he's the one, he's here.
Él es
he's building.
Juan, que está aquí.
Not only is he building, but he's building me. You with me? So his presence all through the scripture, starting with Exodus 3 in the book of redemption, it's consistent throughout all of scripture, all of the message. My presence will go with you, and my presence is rest. You don't have to do it because I'm doing it. I'll still use your body.
Voy a usar tu cuerpo, sí.
Well, come on now.
Ahora,
let's dice, look at this.
Vas a mirar esto.
Because he talks about that.
¿Por qué él habla acerca de eso?
1 Corinthians 15.
Primera de Corintios 15.
And Paul has a revelation of all of this.
Tiene revelación de todo esto.
First Corinthians 15.
By
verse 10.
Versículo 10.
Okay. Josh, would you stand up and read it?
¿Te pararías, Josh, y lo leerías? Por la gracia de Dios, soy lo que soy. Y su gracia.
Okay, I labored.
Trabajo.
But it wasn't me, it was God in me. Okay? So all through the scriptures, you see, we are in partnership with God. We are God's husbandry. Okay? We are God's building. We are God's work. It's him doing us. And he's using my body. But that's all. You're not using your conscience.
Usted no está usando su conciencia.
Your conscience is
su
dead works.
Son obras muertas.
That's the difference.
Esa es la diferencia.
Are you with me? Hebrews 9 is critical for us to keep. Okay? And his presence is that brings us rest. Here, I believe Paul is testifying to the fact, I labored, but it wasn't me. It was the grace of God. It was the favor of God. It was the Spirit of God. It was him working in me. Okay. Now let's go on. Now this is a biggie. Back to Isaiah 28.
De regreso a Isaías 28. Es una grande.
Now, what are we here? What's our question here?
Let me go. Pregunta,
okay.
¿Por qué estamos aquí?
Our question is, what is rest? And rest goes beyond the physical stopping.
Descanso más de lo parar físicamente.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So I'm expanding your hearts and minds to receive in the scripture.
Estoy expandiendo sus corazones, mentes, para que
going beyond a day, going beyond a 24-hour period when I can't turn on a light switch, or cook something on the stove, or walk a certain distance.
Para prender la luz.
Okay, well, we have Sabbatarians today still looking at those things.
Okay.
Now, go back and read it again, but Isaiah 28, the first eight verses are man in his way, and it's complete failure.
Okay,
and that all it ends with this, what? All the tables are full of vomit. Do you think you can come into my presence with a dead conscience? Your conscience needs to be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, where I can come in, and it's not your mind, the believer. 1 Corinthians 2 has the mind of Christ. Here's the token, guys.
Aquí está la señal.
Do you know that we're talking about the token?
¿Sabe que estamos hablando de la señal?
Talking about seventh seal. Estamos we're talking about entering seal. Into that rest.
Y entrando a ser descanso.
Seventh seal is that rest.
El séptimo sello.
It's many things, but that's part of it. Okay.
Cosas, pero es parte de ello.
So entonces, that's the way of man, and it starts something else on verse 9.
Del hombre y comienza con algo más en el versículo 9.
To whom shall we teach knowledge?
¿A quién se enseñará ciencia?
Okay.
Está bien.
Now, it's not intellectual,
no es intelectual,
but it's knowing the ways of the Lord.
Pero es conocer los caminos del Señor.
Whom shall he make to understand? See that word doctrine?
¿Mira usted esa palabra doctrina?
Do you have a marginal note there?
¿Tiene una marca?
What does your marginal note say? It says hearing. In many of the Old Testament says, to whom will he expound the message? When the prophets speak, who will he make understand what those prophets have spoken? So many of the translations then say, to whom will he expound a message? Which I think is quite wonderful. Really accurate, okay? What does it say? Baby Christians? Them that are what? Now, that takes you right back to Hebrews 5, doesn't it? There's so many things I like to tell you. It takes you back to 1 Corinthians 3. Your babes in Christ. I would like to tell you more things, but I can't. So the bride of Christ cannot stay in that immature place. They have to grow. They have to be weaned from the milk. They have to be drawn from the breast. Now look at the next, which we've read before. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, with stammering lips, okay, and another tongue, will he speak to his people? Man, put on those tapes. Talk about stammering lips and another tongue. And God, through the foolishness of preaching, will get that word, okay, and he will get it. Well, here's a line. Here's a line in Genesis 1. There's another line in Exodus 33. Here's another line in Romans 8. Well, who can put those lines together? Nobody, except God. And he comes to you, and he all of a sudden, he comes to you, hey, David, remember this line? Hey, I'm going to connect it to that one, to this one. And all of a sudden, David sees a picture. Oh, wow, Lord. And you know what that is? Predestination. That is election. That's saying, hey. And he gets his word to his children. But then all of a sudden, the whole picture comes, and it's a revelation from the Spirit of the Lord, and that revelation comes, and all of a sudden, because look what he says here. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little, stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people. Verse 12, read it out loud with me. To whom he said, this is the what? Wherein ye may cause the weary to what? And this is the, yet they would not hear. Why Why wouldn't they hear?
¿Por qué no ellos
they couldn't hear.
No podían escuchar.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
So I got to write this down, 9 through 13.
Escribir del 9 al 13.
Now,
ahora,
what does this equal in the New Testament?
¿Qué es esto igual en el Nuevo Testamento?
That's a trap. Oh, so I'll just tell you, in my mind. This is equal to Romans
4:16.
Our loaded verse. Is this or is that not Romans 4:16?
Eso no es, Romanos 16.
Let's hold your hand there. Let's go to Romans. How many times we've landed there so beautifully and saw the wealth that is all in that one verse. Okay. How many times? Therefore, it is of faith. What is faith?
¿Qué es fe?
That it might be by
por fe, para que sea
grace.
Por gracia.
Blessed are your eyes, for
bendito
you see.
Son tus ojos porque miran.
Therefore, it
así
is revelation,
es revelación.
Because revelation is
porque
given by grace
revelación es dada por gracia.
To the end the promise.
Al final de
might
la promesa,
be sure to all the seed. Isn't that phenomenal?
Toda la
so what's he telling you here? Here's a line. There's a line. Here's
línea.
A precept. There's a precept.
Línea,
and the unbeliever goes to church, snores through the service, goes home, turns on the football team.
Y
oh, let's get serious about life. Don't give God a second thought the rest of the week. Come on. Go out in the world. We spent the whole
vaya
week in the world. Who wants him?
¿Quién los
who
quiere?
Cares about him?
Vaya al mundo.
Who cares about what God thinks around you? Look at your neighborhood. Huh? It breaks your heart. It hurts. Why does it hurt? Because you care. Because you love. Because you would do anything. What can I do? Is there some way I can make them see? Is there some word I can give? And you just... talking to my sister's children. Totally in the world.
Totalmente en el mundo.
Have you ever noticed that it's okay to talk about spiritual things in the world?
Hablar de cosas
as long as you refer to words like meditation.
Mientras usted se refiere
come on, yoga? Just don't say anything about Christianity.
Tan solo no digas algo acerca de
Cristianidad. And they don't like the Bible.
No les gusta la Biblia.
Bible has a negative thing because,
la Biblia tiene
do you know what?
¿Sabe qué?
The Bible might say things
la Biblia tal vez diga cosas que,
that are in their minds
que están en sus mentes,
totally negative.
Totalmente negativo.
Uh-huh.
Así es.
Yeah, without holiness, no man shall see God.
Sin santidad, no,
oh, we don't like things like that.
No, no me gustan cosas
we
así.
Can't take them.
No puedo
you must be born again.
Tienes que ser nacido de nuevo.
Come out from her, my people, and be not partakers. Oh, no, we're
salgan
all inclusive.
De ahí, no sean participantes. Oh, no.
Come out from among them, and I will be your God.
Vengan de fuera de ellos para que yo sea tu Dios.
Oh, no, we don't like that.
Oh, no, no nos gusta eso.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
But something in the heart of the child of God says,
hay algo en el corazón del
amen
de
to
Dios.
That, as amen to this,
amen
and amen
eso,
to all
amen
of that.
Aquello, amen a todo.
So they say a precept here,
mira,
a line
aquí,
here,
una línea acá,
here, there.
Aquí,
therefore, it
así
is
que
of faith that it might be by
para que sea por
God is the only one that can do
Dios
that.
El único que puede hacerlo.
He is the only one
el
that can bring this.
Que puede traer esto.
And this is the rest he's talking about. This is the rest,
hablando.
He says.
Este es el descanso, él dice.
But they wouldn't.
Pero ellos no lo quisieron.
Because they didn't want to.
Porque no lo quisieron.
Because they couldn't.
Porque no podían.
Is that making sense?
¿Tiene sentido esto?
Okay.
Está bien.
You with me so far?
Están conmigo hasta este punto.
So let's go to another scripture.
Vamos a otra escritura.
Let's go to Isaiah again,
Isaías,
and let's go to chapter 58.
Capítulo 58.
Now, do you know what Ahora, is so interesting about all of these things?
¿Sabes lo que es tan interesante acerca de todas las cosas?
Whether we're talking about rest in the Hebrews, confidence in his presence, all of these things, you all end up on the road to adoption. They all lead you to the road to maturity.
Okay?
Now, Isaiah 58. It's one of my favorite verses. If y'all want to get into my phone, my password is Isaiah 58, 13, and 14. It's been that for weeks. You don't care. And you'll forget it in 2 minutes anyway, so I really could. And I don't care if you get into my phone anyway. Have at it! But that's with me. Because this is such an important chapter, and it's a prophecy. So Isaiah 58, starting verse 6. Okay. First of all, look at 1 to 5, and don't do it now, but just go back later and just... And it's the unredeemed man. It's man's conscience. It's man's way of thinking. It's man's way of doing. And with that man, you cannot come into the presence of God. Sorry, you can't do it. This is all going back. God had to move his prophet to the first man. And that's he's doing the same thing.
Y al menos que le está haciendo la misma to you, cosa a usted,
and the same thing to me,
la misma cosa a mí,
we have to get rid of it.
Tenemos que deshacernos.
We have to go back.
Tenemos que regresar.
It's spoken
hablado
concerning me.
Acerca de mí.
And it will be done.
Y será hecho.
And not only will it be done,
y no tan solo será hecho.
It has to be done.
Tiene que ser hecho.
Why does it have to be done?
Tiene que ser hecho.
Because of you, it has nothing to do with you.
Usted no tiene nada que ver con
it's God es fulfilling Dios whose word?
Cumpliendo su palabra.
Whose? Isn't that what God is?
No es
isn't that
Dios?
What God does?
No lo que él hace, Dios.
Huh?
¿Eh?
Who can stop God from fulfilling his own word?
¿Quién puede parar a Dios? Para que él cumpla su propia palabra.
Okay.
Está bien.
If you are predestinated receiver,
si usted es un recibidor predestinado,
nothing is going to stop it.
Nada lo va a parar.
True or not true?
¿Verdad o no verdad?
Okay.
Está bien.
So, the beautiful thing in this chapter,
la cosa bella en este
first
capítulo,
five verses,
los primeros cinco versículos,
is the nature of man, and it's always pathetic,
la naturaleza,
but always God brings in hope. Okay, so starting with verse 6. Is not this the fast I have chosen all of a sudden, okay? To loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free and break every yoke. Hey, who does that? Jesus came to Nazareth in Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of God is upon me, and I'm here to help. To set the captives free, to open the eyes of the blind,
para abrir los ojos de los ciegos,
right? To make the lame walk, to do. And there it is. So, what is this?
¿Qué es esto?
God is saying, I'm going to change
dice,
you
voy a cambiarte
from man's pathetic ways,
de los caminos de
man's
patético,
pathetic conscience,
la patética
and I'm going to bring you in the very nature of Christ.
La misma naturaleza de Cristo.
And when that nature comes upon you, you're going to be doing different things than you did before.
Cosas diferentes de las que hiciste tú antes.
Okay, verse 7.
Versículo 7.
When the nature of Christ, it is to deal thy bread to the hungry,
no es que para, no es
that thou bring the poor that are cast out of his house,
y a los pobres rantos al ver
when you
casa,
see the naked, that you cover him.
Lo cubras.
Okay. Now, look ahora, at what it says in verse 8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily. And thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be. There you go. Sounds like bride material. The nature of Christ come in upon me and you. Is that mercy? Therefore, it is of faith that it might be grace, that the promise is going to be sure. That he gets his word to you and fulfills his word to you. Romans 4:16. Put it on your walls. Go put a tape and put it on your bathroom mirror so the first thing you see in the morning is God and his grace to me to come to me to fulfill his word, that his promise, Marianne, might be sure to all the seed, that his promise might be what? Huh? Sure. Therefore, it is of faith, revelation. You see, blessed are your eyes, Marianne, they see. Blessed are your ears, Laura, they hear. Right? Grace. Grace. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace that the promise might be sure to all the seed. I'm going to fulfill my word in you by grace, because I spoke it. So here we are, the nature of Christ, and the glory of God comes upon you. Look at verse 9, then thou shalt call, and the Lord will answer. Okay. Yeah. Blessed be his name. And thou shalt cry, and he will say, here I am. Okay, let's keep going down now. So there, we're going to go down finally. And here we come to rest in verse 13 and 14. Okay. And here's the one that has the nature. Well, we got to read verse 12. Russ, stand up and read verse 12 for us.
Los tuyos se edificarán las ruinas antiguas.
Is that the nature of Christ?
Mi generación levantarás, serás llamado reparador de portillos, restaurador de calzadas para habitar. Esa es la naturaleza.
Repairer, restorer.
Restaurador.
Seventh seal.
Septimo
grace.
Sello,
right? Now, 13. If thou shalt turn away thy foot from the Sabbath.
Si trajeras el día de reposo tu pie.
Okay, what's the next phrase? From doing thy, tu voluntad, thy what?
Tú que
on my holy day,
mi día santo,
that's this day, this
este
age,
día, esta edad,
and call the Sabbath a what?
Delicia santo.
A delight.
Una
you know what?
¿Sabe qué?
I'm going to rest.
Voy a descansar.
I'm not going to do my own works
voy a hacer mis propias obras.
According to my own conscience.
De acuerdo a mi
I'm going to rest and let him do his works
él haga sus
in
obras
me.
En mí.
Okay, so that's what this verse, these two verses are talking about. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thine own pleasure. Now, isn't that what happened to Paul? Isn't that what happened to Peter? Huh? Becoming prisoners of Christ? Isn't that Christ himself? So if the spirit of Dellinger was in you, wouldn't you do the works of Dellinger? So if the spirit of Christ in you, wouldn't you also say, I can't do anything without the Father? So he goes into Paul, and Paul says, I'm a prisoner. I can't do my own will. And here's a mature Christian. And here we're talking about the adoption again. Okay. And this rest in the Lord. Call the Sabbath a delight. I delight being a prisoner of my Lord. Okay, I delight in him leading me. I delight in having the mind of Christ. Okay, and call the whole, the Sabbath a delight and the holy of the Lord honorable. What's the next phrase? And shall honor him by doing what? By not doing mine own. Oh, underline that. Honor the Lord by not doing what your brain says, waiting on the Lord to say, this is what I think. I don't want to know what I think. I need to know what you think.
¿Qué tú piensas, Señor?
That's the difference between life and death.
Entre vida y muerte.
Let me not go ahead of you. Let
Déjame
me,
que no me adelante
follow tú. You.
Déjame seguirte.
Isn't this an incredible verse?
¿No es esto un versículo increíble?
What a verse that describes rest.
¿Qué versículo que
what a verse
descanso?
That describes Sabbath. Right?
Describe el
what
sábado,
a verse sábado. That describes Jesus. Now,
ahora,
what a verse that would describe me and you, and it will.
Que lo describiría a
and it's on his way, and it's already
no
doing it in part.
Su camino.
Pam, this is already describing you.
Pam, todo esto te está describiendo
yeah.
Sí.
Janelle?
Janelle?
You will go.
Tú irás.
You say, yes, Lord.
Tú dices, sí, Señor.
When it would be easier to,
no sería más fácil.
On the flesh.
En la carne.
What Lenore, you said this the other day.
¿Qué dirías tú, no?
A couple of weeks ago, you said
un
this.
Par de
oh, in the
semanas atrás.
Oh, it's just so much easier to stay home.
Oh, está más fácil decir no.
Is it?
Yeah. ¿No es así?
Okay.
Está bien.
Shall all, let's read that out loud. Shall honor him
honrarás
not
él,
doing
no
your own ways,
tus propios caminos.
Nor finding what? Own pleasure, nor speaking what?
Ni buscando tu
now,
voluntad,
oh,
ni hablando
that's a biggie.
Oh, esa es una grande.
What did 1 Peter 4? When you speak, let it be as the oracles of God. Did Peter have this revelation? Did Peter, by the Holy Ghost coming in him, was this scripture fulfilled in Peter and Paul and John? Huh? And you? There you go. Oh, and here's the result. And here's the comes both with a result and a blessing of the result. Read it out loud with me. Then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. Oh, look at this little bride. And I will cause thee to what? Ride upon the high places of the earth and feed thee with what? The inheritance of Jacob thy father. For the mouth. What? For the mouth? For the what? The Lord.
El Señor.
Mouth of the Lord hath what?
La boca del Señor.
And when he spoke it, it's going to happen.
Va a pasar.
And nothing can stop it from happening.
De que acontezca.
There you go.
Ahí está.
Is rest opening up to you now?
Descanso se está abriendo para
it's beyond
ahora.
A day. It's beyond a time. It's beyond a 24-hour period. It's beyond a quit working. It's ceasing from my own works. It's letting him do his works. You with me?
¿Me entiende usted?
I know, it goes too fast.
Yo sé.
All right.
Muy rápido. Está bien.
Hebrews 4.
Hebreos 4.
Let's go here.
Vamos aquí.
I want to just... And I'm going to do this again. Oh, I have to.
Tengo que.
Well, you know, I've been on this
he estado en esto
since March 3rd.
Desde el marzo 13.
These notes.
Estas notas.
It'll take me a while. I want you to do this. Let's go turn to Hebrews 4. Okay?
Vamos a Hebreos.
And let's look at this rest.
Vamos a ver este descanso.
Hebrews. Starts out with a warning.
Comienza okay. Con una advertencia. ¿Está bien?
And it all has to do with your faith.
Y
all has to do with
belief.
Verse 19 of chapter 3, the last verse, seeing when they could not enter in because of unbelief.
Que no pueden entrar por causa de incredulidad.
Verse 1 of chapter 4, let us therefore fear lest a promise left us of entering into rest, any of you should come short of it. Good warning, Paul.
Buena advertencia, Pablo, temamos. Pues no sea que permaneciendo una promesa de entrar en tu reposo, alguno de vosotros parezca.
But he's not talking about you.
Pero no está hablando de usted.
It's a mixed crowd. Always a mixed crowd.
Gente mezclada.
But he's not talking about the true believer, because read verse 3.
Verdadero, creyente, porque lea.
For we which believe do enter into... There you go.
Aquellos que entramos, entran a qué? A su descanso.
Okay.
Pero los que hemos creímos,
you're a believer.
Reposo. Usted es un
so this is
creyente.
For you. This is
esto
what's
para usted.
Ahead of us.
Esto es lo que
we have to come to this place. We will come to this place.
Tendremos este lugar.
We are coming
es, ya
to this place.
Viniendo.
All right.
Está bien.
Now...
Entonces,
So one chap, verse 1 and 2 tells us that rest comes through the revelation of the spoken word.
Versículo 1 y 2 nos dice que el descanso viene a través de la revelación de la palabra
hablada. Verse 2, for unto us as unto them was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word didn't, the word preached didn't do them any good.
Pero no les aprovechó,
because they didn't hear. It wasn't mixed with the revelation in them that heard it. They couldn't hear for sorrow and anguish of heart.
No pudieron escucharlo.
Okay, but we're going to read. Somebody read
alguien lea.
Verse 3.
Versículo 3.
David, would you read verse 3?
¿Leerías el versículo
3? For we which have believed, you enter into rest.
Pero los que hemos creído,
okay.
Entramos en la manera que dijo.
Okay.
Por tanto, juré en mira, no entrará
en reposo. Enter rest.
Right? Descanso, ¿correcto?
Verse 5.
Versículo 5.
Peter.
Pedro.
And in this place again, they shall enter into my rest.
Y otra vez aquí, no entrarán en
whose rest? Pete.
¿El descanso de quién? Pedro.
Whose rest? Whose rest is he talking about?
¿De qué re, de quién, de descanso?
What is the word, what is the pronoun before the what's this word? Whose rest? And he said, enter into whose rest? Say it out loud.
Dilo fuerte.
My.
Me.
My rest.
Mi descanso.
It's not your rest.
No es tu descanso.
What was the original Sabbath? Their rest. You go stop. You take a rest.
Original.
It's good for you.
Es bueno para ti.
This isn't what he's talking about. He's talking about not your rest, mine.
No tu descanso, mi
okay.
Descanso.
My rest.
Mi descanso.
That was verse 5.
Ese era el versículo
5. Read verse 6.
Lea versículo Linnell? 6.
Okay, so some it's not a choice, right?
No, es una escogencia, ¿correcto? Por tanto,
okay.
Falta que algunos entren
en some el... must enter in.
Alguien en...
Some of us have to enter it.
Algunos de nosotros tienen que entrar.
Okay. Verse 7.
Versículo 7.
Carrot.
No entraron por causa de desobediencia. Versículo 7. Otra vez determino un día. Hoy. Diciendo después de tanto tiempo. Por medio de David, como se dijo.
Today.
Voz,
okay. So we must enter into his rest, and there's another day different than another day, verse 8. Okay, Micah. There's another day. Okay. Okay, verse
9.
Somebody read verse 9, Ron. Okay. There remains therefore rest. Verse 10. David.
David.
For he that has entered into his rest, he also has ceased from his own works.
There it is again. David, whose rest?
El descanso de quién? Su.
Say it out loud.
Dilo fuerte.
It's my rest, it's his rest. So we're not talking about our rest. So we're not talking about relaxing. We're entering into his rest. Okay. Now, Jesse, what's his rest? What did we start out with? Genesis chapter 2. Why did he rest? What is his rest? His rest is, I spoke it. It's done. For whom he hath foreknown, he predestinated. And those that he predestinated, he called. And whom he called, he justified. And whom he hath justified, he also, what, glorified? Why? Why would he glorify you before he saw you that you're worthy of glory? Will he share his glory with nobody, anybody? I'm not going to share my glory with anybody. But I've glorified you because when I glorify you, I'm glorifying me. Huh? Say it, Chair. That's the whole point. Let's go back there and read it. Okay. Yeah, that's the one we were going to very next. So thank you. What verse was that again? Because my everybody read it out loud. For unto for we which have believed do enter into his rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into what? My rest, there it is again. Although the works were what? When were they finished? What works? Are you his works? Huh? Michelle, are you his work? When was his works finished? His works were finished before the world began. When he spoke it, it's as good as done. Okay. Is this helping? Do you understand the Hebrews 4? His rest, not yours. It's not rest for you regaining strength. It's not rest. It's good for you guys to have a day off. You're entering into verse 3. Okay, although the works, yeah. If they shall enter into my rest. Verse 5. If they shall enter into my rest. Verse 10. For he that has entered into his rest ceased from what? His own works as. So God is expecting something when his word is called over you. The same thing you with me in you, the Holy Spirit, the token of Jesus Christ. You're going to quit working your own works. Using your own noggin, because my noggin can't come into the presence of God. Oh, yes. So Hebrews chapter 3, verse 6. What can you do without Christ? Anything you want? And they did. And the next thing you know, church ages. Hey, there's a Nicolaitan spirit. Is a Nicolaitan spirit the mind of Christ or the mind of man? The next church age, it goes into the false seed, falls into the ground and dies. Is that the mind of man or the mind of God? The mind of man goes into death, right? And it goes into the dark ages. Is that the mind of man or the mind of God? They can't go into the presence of God. Here's the Laodicean church age. Are they in the presence of God? Where is Christ? On the outside. But you know what? They can't see that. Do you know why? Isaiah 28. Line upon line, precept upon precept, this verse here, that verse there, that quote here, this verse there. Therefore it is a faith that it might be by grace that the promise might be sure to all the seed. There you go. Now I'm going to, it's time. I'm sorry, but I got to read this quote again because I read it last time. It's where the Holy Spirit told him to pick up his pen and write. Now you see. What is the nature when he's taking us from the negative to the positive? What's the nature of the positive? John 5:19. What's John 5:19? It's the verse Brother Branham refers to more than any other when it comes to the mature, the adoption. Okay? Watch it. Look it up. Go back. Huh? They can't do anything. Here is a man. Do you think he was these people are surrounding me. Father, they don't understand me. Father, I got to do something to make them understand me. I'll come up with a program. I'll lay it out in black and white. Don't you do it. I'll tell you what to say and when to say it and how to say it. So I'll say it in a more puzzling way. Son, I want you to speak this word.
Voy a hablar esta palabra.
Unless you eat my flesh.
Y es comerán mi carne.
And drink my blood.
Y beberán mi sangre.
Oh, Father, why did you make me say that?
Oh, Padre, ¿por qué me hiciste decir esto?
Because he perfectly had perfect confidence in the
Porque
Father.
Perfectamente tiene perfecta
and if he would have had confidence in his own conscience, he would have come up with a much better how to win friends and influence people. Dale Carnegie. Let's give him a good sales pitch and bring them all in. Right? Okay. Here we go.
Aquí vamos.
Notice the harmony between the Father
and the Son. Entre el Padre y el Hijo.
Jesus never did anything
Jesús
until it was first showed him by the Father.
Fue mostrado
John
por el Padre.
5:19.
Juan 5:19.
This harmony
Esta armonía
is now to exist
ahora para existir
between the groom
entre el novio
and his bride.
Y su novia.
Okay.
Está bien.
The bride will do only his will.
La novia hará solo su voluntad.
No one can make them do otherwise.
Nadie puede hacer que hagan de otra manera.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
Listen to this.
Escuche esto.
They know.
Ellos saben.
Listen to this.
Escuche usted esto.
They know.
Ellos saben.
They know something.
Ellos
How do they know
algo.
It?
¿Cómo ellos lo saben?
Line upon line.
Línea sobre línea.
Precept upon
precepto
precept.
Sobre precepto.
Therefore it is of faith
Así que es por
that
fe,
it might be grace,
para que sea gracia,
that the promise might be sure
segura,
to all the seed.
A toda la
they know that it has to be God in
Dios
them
en ellos
doing the works
obras,
because they ceased from their own.
Ellos han cesado sus obras.
He did not complete all his work while
no
in his earthly. So now he works
terrenal, ahora,
through you because you've ceased from yours.
Now,
I'm going to be honest with you. It is only you who have ceased from your own works that he will work through you truly. Now, do you understand? What was he doing? Brother Branham said, in all the pain and all the heartache, losing my wife, losing my baby, losing my father, moving me to the first man. Not my will,
no mi voluntad,
not my mind,
no mi mente,
not my conscience.
No mi conciencia.
I'm ceasing from my own works.
Estoy cesando de mis propias obras.
Now it's you working, or I'm not going to work, because I can't.
Yo,
it's only
que labre,
him
yo no puedo.
In me. Okay, servers, can you get ready and we'll change the order of the servers? Did this help?
Ayuda esto.
Is it making sense?
Está haciendo
Do you understanding
sentido?
Hebrews 4?
Está entendiendo Hebreos 4?
Huh? Not talking about days.
No estamos hablando de días.
Not talking about your works.
No está hablando de sus obras.
Not of your resting.
O su descanso.
It's his rest. They shall enter into my rest. And my rest was,
entrarán a mí descanso,
I spoke
mi descanso
it.
Es porque lo hablé.
Okay, and está I'm
bien.
Done.
Y estoy, y acabado.
His work was his speaking.
Su palabra era el hablar de él.
Okay. All right.
Está bien.
Somebody come over on this.